This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. If you're one of those people who really wants the latest high-tech gadget, look no further than waxing your car. Nano Wax from Valvoline is the first product that brings the cutting-edge world of nanotechnology into your weekend waxing. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, is here to talk about some advances in nanotechnology. He's a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, nanotechnology, itty-bitty things, very tiniest parts of the universe. How's it going to make good car wax?
Good question. As you say, nanotechnology is the world where we create and control these tiny little bits of things. They could be all different kinds of materials. I think most people know about the carbon stuff, these buckyballs, these fullerenes, also these sheets of carbon that are shaped into balls and rods and sheets, all kinds of things like that. They're so small that you can put 100,000 of them on the head of a pin. So what does that do? What does that do for car wax, you say? Well, the makers of the car wax, though they have a trade secret about how they do this, they did tell me that basically they've created nanoparticles that are so small they actually fill in the tiny little nicks and scratches on the car. They bring the wax down into these tiny little spots. And their competitive advantage when they do this is that, you know, when you take the cloth as you're applying the wax and you swirl it in a circular motion.
Sure, or the buffing machine.
Yeah,
yes.
You leave those, you know, you leave the sort of a trail of little tracks behind you.
Right.
They claim that by using the nano wax, it works so well that you don't get that kind of marring on the surface, and so it buffs and shines much easier. Also, there's also some interesting side light to this whole waxing. There's a whole cosmetic industry now. Lots of cosmetics are made with nanoparticles, and the idea here is to produce nano skin creams that take vitamins and herbs and moisturizers, very tiny parts of these, down to the surface, down below the skin level, right down to the cellular level, and they claim that that's where they can be most effective.
So, same kind of deal. You don't see the swirl there.
Yeah, right. It's just sort of filling up the cracks different ways.
Okay. You just got back from a nanotechnology conference in Kentucky, in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
What is the state of the nano art these days?
Well, there are a lot of exciting things that are going on in nanotechnology, and I think the thing that probably interests most people is what's going on in nanomedicine. Nanomedicine is very, very hot. Some University of Southern California researchers were talking about their program with the Department of Energy to develop an artificial retina using nanotechnology. And they conducted a test of 6 patients. And these patients had very little or no light perception. They could not even see, you know, a flash of light. And they implanted these patients with a device that has 16 channels of visual information. Mm. And as a result, the patients are now able to differentiate between objects such as a cup or a knife or a plate where they really couldn't even see a flash of light before. You should know that this is in a very early, early stage of development, so there's going to be a lot more research that needs to be done before any really useful product comes from this. There was other research, for example, at the University of Texas using nanoparticles as molecular biosensors. They travel through the blood. When they reach a target, they light up. Or as a means of targeting gene therapy. Let's send this medicine to repair a gene. Or let's send a drug to a cancerous site. And there was some exciting results with that kind of nanoparticles, yeah.
Ira, I got to tell you, I read a book a few years back by Michael Crichton. You know, he writes right on the edge of technology. And the book is called Prey. And it was about nanotechnology gone wild, swarms of these things getting out of control and coming after me.
Mm-hmm. And this is the big fear that some people have with nanotechnology. What's going to be the long-term effect of all these nanoparticles on our health? Are they potentially toxic? And the British Royal Society and Academy of Engineering over there in Great Britain recommended that nano makeup, for example, be taken off the market until proven safe. Here, the FDA, which controls that kind of stuff, says, oh, we're watching it, we're aware of it, but we have not yet seen any instances, and certainly there are no instances where nanoparticles have been linked to illnesses.
Ira Flatow joins us here at Day to Day every week to talk about science. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.